Biter in Shaspir and Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, picking it up on Mem Gimel, 8 lines down. We were in the middle of a discussion about when we have, whether we have Shlichus L'Devar Avera or not. The general rule is, Ein Shlichus L'Devar Avera, that's what we're seeing thus far, and that is that if I go and I send you to go do an Avera and you carry it out, I'm not responsible, the one who sends you, because it's not called Shlichus anymore once it's a Devar Avera. Now it's on your head and you shouldn't have listened to me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishomin. Although we did see that there are exceptions to that rule. And the question is, what do we learn out from those exceptions to Kol HaTorah Kula? And we came out with, because we know we're going to see Beisham Beisila, they have different, we saw Beisham Beisila have different psukim, they have different ways of understanding this principle, but it comes out that each one has two psukim that are saying the same din, that there is Shlichus HaDevar Avera by two exceptions, each one of them. So that comes out to be that Shnei Ksuvim, that are teaching the same principle, we know the halacha is Kol Shnei Ksuvim Baim Ke'echad, that in Melamdim, whenever you have two psukim, they're teaching you the same principle that we don't learn out from it for the rest of the Torah. But now the Gemara says, as we've seen earlier in the Masechta, that there are people that disagree with that. Honey, that's good, right? We can't learn out to call it Torah Kula, that there is Shlichus L'Dvar Vera, that if I go and I send the Shlich to do it, that it's actually going to be on me. We can't say that. Why? Because those two exceptions are the exceptions. But now we're saying that's only if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Kechad and Melamdin. But El Laman Damer Melamdin, according to one who says that you are Melamdin, you do learn out Shnei Ksuvim Kechad. My Glamir, what are you going to say now? It should be that we're going to say we learn from the again, Beisham or Beisela, whatever they hold, that let's say Beis Hillel going to say like Me'ila, and if you use something that you shouldn't have used, that you take the mashkon, then those are things that we're going to say that there is Shlichus L'Devar Avera, unless we're going to have to call it Torkula, or Beisham say Me'ila, and Tavut, if you shechter, slaughter, it's the same word, you shechter, sell something, that we say that there is Shlichus L'Devar Avera. According to this opinion, it says that we are learning from. Says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why not, because Gali Rachmana B'Shchutei Chutz, the reason why we don't use these two psukim, to go, the one who holds if Shnei Ksuvim Baim Ke'echad, we are Melamed. We don't learn out to call it our kula, say Yesh Lichus Varvera, because of the fact that the Torah revealed to us by Shchutei Chutz. We know that's if you shechte a Kaddush, a Hektish, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then that's a problem. And we learn by Shchutei Chutz the concept of Ein Shlichus L'Devar Aver. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Dam Yechashev L'Ish Hahu Dam Shafach. It's considered as if he spilled blood. For that person, he shed blood. And what we learn from there is who, v'lo shlucho, him and not his shliach. The only times he's going to be chayav for shchutei chutz is if he does it himself, but not if his shliach does it. So there you see it right there. If ein shlichus l'dvar avera. And it turns out that guy himself, the shlich, is going to be chayiv, not me. I send him to do it. I'm not chayiv unless I do it myself. Therefore, ein shlichus l'dvar avera. Bam. And that's what we learn out to Kol HaTorah Kula. We continue learning that principle. Now, says the Gemara, Ashkan gabe shchutei chutz b'chol HaTorah minolin. Okay, so we find it that there's ein shlichus l'dvar avera by shchutei chutz. And the whole Torah, how do we know? D'yolf b'shchutei chutz. We learn out from shchutei chutz. Just like shchutei chutz, the principle is ein shlichus l'dvar avera. So too, Kol HaTorah Kula. In fact, hold on a second. But we have two things, one up against the other. One is Shchutei Chutz, and the other is these two psukim, Shnei Ksuvim Baim Ke'echad, that are teaching you the principle that Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, these exceptions. So Adiyala B'Shchutei Chutz, Neil Me'anach. Let's learn it from those other two and say that there is Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Why did you decide to choose this one? Says Gemara, Hadar Kasv Rachmana, because after it uses that pasuk that we just saw about Shchutei Chutz, that it says, Dami Chashev L'Ishahu, Dam Shafach, Hadar Kasav Rachmana, V'nichras Ha'ish Hahu, and that person will be cut off. Now, it doubled up in the word Hahu. We know what we're talking about here, so why are you saying the word Hahu? You don't need it anymore because we know exactly what we're talking about. Therefore, we use the principles we learned so far, Emeino Inyan Lagufo, if you have an extra word there that's not used for itself, Teneu Inyan L'Kol HaTorah Kula, place it on Kol HaTorah Kula, meaning to say that we're going to learn, use this to teach that in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's no shlichus l'dvar avera. That's what we learn from the extra word, hahu. That's unnecessary here. uses to teach us that principle. Okay, says the Gemara, but Uman da Amar, Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad, Eim Alamdim, the two psukim that come to teach you the same principle. We don't learn out the Torah to Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore we don't learn out Ein Shlichus to Devar. We already know that Ein Shlichus to Devar Ver, because it's only Ye Shlichus for those particular ones and not for anything else. So since we know that, then you don't need another Hahu to come and teach me the principle of Ein Shlichus to Devar Ver. Uman da Amar, Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad, Eim Alamdim, Hani hahu hahu my darshbu. What is he darshan from the double whammy of hahu hahu? Says Gemara. Chad lemute shtaim shochzim besaken v'shochten. V'chad hu v'lo anus hu v'lo shogeg hu v'lo mute. Which again, the first one is coming to exclude the case of two people hold the knife together and they shech the animal together. Only if isha hu does it, that's going to be that they have to bring a carbon. But if not, not Rashi says shabatun mechata sheshchut echotz if two people do it together. And the other who has come to teach that if you did it, only if you did it because you wanted to, that's hu v'lo anus. Rashi says hu mashma sheim hav yason or b'yishav adas. It says he is in yishav hu v'lo shogeg. Not if you did it b'shogeg and hu v'lo muta, and not in the case where he was tricked to go ahead and do such a thing. Says the Gemara, okay, v'idach and the other tana. Who uses the word ahu to teach us to call it Torah Kula that we say Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera? Where does he learn out these principles about if two people do it together or if one person does it against as well? Mehu hahu, because in fact it says hahu instead of just hu, and therefore we dash in more than one thing out of it. So if idach hu hahu lo darsh, isn't darshan that extra letter there. So at this stage we say Ein Shlichus LeDevar Avera. In fact, the Gemara I've had the tiny with the fact that we learned in a Braisa that says Omer LeShluchot Sei Arogus HaNefesh. You tell your shliach go kill that guy, and then the guy does it. Who Chayev V'Sholchav Pater? The guy who sent him is going to be Chayev, and the one who did it is going to be Pater. So Shame Azaken Omer Mishum Chagai Navi Sholchav Chayev. Pardon, I read it wrong. The Tanakhama said that the guy who kills is going to be Chayev, the Shliach, and the one who sent them is going to be Pater. But Shama is Hakin, Arim Mishum Chaganavi, Sholchav Chayev. The one who sent them is actually going to be Chayev. Shenemar, Oso Haragta Bacherev B'nei Amon. This is talking about when David HaMelech sent Uriah Chiti to the front lines of war and ends up getting killed. And Asa Navi said that you're the one who killed him. You see, the one who sent him is the one who actually killed him. My time at the Shama Zaken was Pshat and Shama Zaken saying that the one who sent the shaliach, right? The one who's a mishalech is a menichayev. Don't we say that ein shlichus to dvar vera? And for the Gemara, kasavr shniks v'mabayim ke'echad malandim. He tainas that we learn out shniks v'mabayim ke'echad. We do learn out from Rashi's v'yalef and mi'ila v'tavicha. The shlichus to dvar vera v'hani ahu darish lu chad lemute shnayim ochsin chad lemute anus v'les lidrasha dehu ahu. Back in the Gemara, for hu ahu lo darsh, he doesn't darsh in hu ahu. V'boy same another answer of what's pshat in Shmuel Hazaken is li olam darsh. Really, he does expound the letter, this extra letter of hu ahu, and therefore he says that shliach that ain shlichus l'dvar vera. My chayef, and what does it mean over here when he says the person sends someone to go kill him as a chayef? Chayef b'dinei shemaim. It means b'dinei shemaim will be taken care of upstairs. B'dinei adam though. He's off the hook. In fact, the Gemara, Bechlal the Tanakama, Savar Filim Dina Shemaim Nami Pater. For the fact that you're saying that Shamay Hazaken, I get that right over here. Yeah, Shamay Hazaken. Bechlal the Tanakama, you're saying that he's saying that's all in the talk about Dina Shemaim. That sounds like the Tanakama to see Dina Shemaim is going to be Pater also. How does that make any sense? The guy goes to send someone to be killed. Doesn't make any sense that he's going to get off the hook from doing such an idea. So if I send the shliach to kill someone, I might be able to be in the Adam, be in the Shemaim, for sure, should be Chayev. Ella, in the Chinami, they're both saying that it's talking about Dina Shemaim here, but the question is to what extent are they held responsible? Ella, Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta, but now the difference to them is Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta. Rashi says, L'shamim, V'chayev, Dina Rabba, but owner's God, a big punishment. Like you did it yourself. V'tanakama, L'me'anish Kulehai, Kehorig Atzmo, Alakagorim is not like he killed himself, but rather it's like Gorim. Therefore, when Shami uses the word Chayev, what he means to be saying is like, yeah, you're Chayev big time, Adini Shamayim. And Tanagama says, yeah, Adini Shamayim, but I wouldn't call that Chayev. Like, yeah, there's going to be responsible, but not like you actually did it. Answer number three, I understand Shami Azakain, shiny, awesome. The case of the price is different. When the guy says, when I say go kill someone, the guy kills it. This is the Gali Rechmana Oso Haragta Becherev Bnei Amon. Because the Pasuk tells us by David HaMelech and Nosan and Navi that it does apply. When it says, you kill them with the sword of Amon, and that's what the exception is. But in reference to other Averis, Shami Azakain would taka say that the shlichus doesn't apply, but say in shlichus to Avera. The idach, and what about the Tanakama? How does he explain this pasuk over here? Hare lecha kicherev b'nei Amon. He explains that when Uri Achiti died, he's saying it's to you, meaning David, like the death that came through the sword of Amon. Macher b'nei Amon, in a tanenas alav. Just like you're not getting punished for that. So too, not getting punished for the whole Uriah Chiti thing. My time, why should he be left the hook of Uriah Chiti of going and killing him or setting him there? Because Mord Menachos Hava, we know the story. He was Mord Menachos. He went against the king's instructions. To Karmale Vadoni Yoav Ve'avde Adoni Apnei Asade Chonim. This is what he says to David HaMelech. And my master Yoav and the servants of the king are encamped in the open field. Where was the Merida? Rashi says, Zeo Mered Shekaru Adon Mifnei HaMelech. He said, am I master Yoav, and you're sending it to the Melech, that itself is considered like a Merida. Therefore, it's more Melechus, and therefore, Don Melech is totally off the hook for such a case. Omarava. The first way that we explained Meshameh Azakein, we understood when he said Chayev, the Meshaleich is Chayev, is that we said, yeah, because he holds Yeshlichus the Dvar Veir. Rava says, Imtum, it's a lover, Savar, Shama, Yeshtinks, Mubarim, Kachem, Alamdin, that we do learn out from it. Vehu, Hahu, Lo, Darish, Lain, he's not darishing the word Hahu, that we say Yeshlichus the Dvar Veir. Mode, but Omer, Leshlucho, but even Shama himself would be masking if he says to a Shliach, Say, Baolus, Erva, Echolus, Achelev. Go and be Baal, have Tashmish with someone who's usher to you, with an erva, or go eat go eat chalef, shu chayev, v'sholcha pater. That the one actually did is going to be chayev, but the one who sent them is going to be pater. Even if he says, yesh shlichus devar vera, and therefore should go back to the ones of Meshalech, in this case, this is what we'd say not. Why? Shalom tzina b'chol Torah kula, zeh nevzeh mischayev. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that this guy gets hana'a and the other one's going to be chayev. I said the guy to have tashmish, he has tashmish, he got hana'a. I'm going to be chayev because he had hana'a or he ate that food. I'm going to be chayev. No, we don't find such a case, so that would be an exception to that rule right there. Yitmar. Now we go a little further into the concept of shlichos. Rav Amar shliach nasa eid. Rashi explains what that means is bein lekidushin bein shishalach mamon lebal chov mitzdarf shliach im eid liyoshnayim o im shneim shluchim hayu biyachad shneim eidam adavar. That is, you send the guy to go marry a woman. The guy can be not only a shliach but also he could turn into an eid if there's another eid there and the two of them working together, or if it's a money situation, it could be considered an eid as well. Two of them could be eid. The Verabi Shila Amri, they come and say, Ein Shliach Nasaid. Nine, they argue, a Shliach cannot be an aid. Frak the Gemara, why? Why you saying a Shliach can't be an aid? My time, the Verab Shila, what's Pshan the Verab Shila says? That Elam Rishim the Lo Amar Le Havali Aid, because he didn't actively say to him when he sent him as a Shliach, I want you to be my aid, Elamayata, Kiddush Isha B'fnei Shtayim. So really, you're telling me the case where a guy gets married in front of two people, V'lo Amar Lahem Atem Eidai, and he doesn't say, you guys are my Eidim. You want to say in such a case, Hachinami, the Lo Havi Kiddushay, in such a context, such a situation, that it wouldn't be a marriage? We all have heard of the crazy camp stories where a guy and a girl goes ahead and says, you know, one says, will you marry me? The other one says, yeah. And they do it in front of people, and then afterwards, Chalila, but this has happened. Where the Shilas come to big people. I think Moshe deals with one of these cases. Every one of them needed a get in such a context, right? So Hachinam the love of Kiddushe. Of course it would be Kiddushe. What are you talking about? Rashi says V'chiyam Rina Harei Ra'u. Rashi goes into the case of Sanhedrin. And there are cases when you would have to do it. But the point is that it comes out that the fact that they set them up as Edom or not is irrelevant. Therefore, what's Pshat? I wouldn't understand Rav Shila. What's going on over here? Why would Rav Shila say that the shliach is not able to be an aid, even set him up. Ella, how do we understand? Rav Amar shliach nasa aid. Alume kame aleim aleimna lemilse. It's clearly a stronger concept of edus when the shliach himself is doing it. Rashi says the edus kisha us davar lidei shliach. It's like done through itself. That's pretty powerful. However, Dvir Rav Shila Amri, Ein Shlich Naseid, the Shlich doesn't become an aid. Kevin to Amr Mar, Shlucha Shal Adon Kamoso, the Shlich of the person is like he himself. Havalei Kigufe. Therefore, the Shliach is like the one who sent it. And I can't be an aid in my own situation. I need outside aidus, and if Shlich Shal Adon is Kamoso, then that's why an aid can't become, a Shlich can't become an aid. We're now going to come and ask a bit of a problem on what Rav says. Armad l'shlosha, Rav says that if a man says to three people, Tzu v'kitshu li ha'isha, go and marry this particular woman, echad shliach u'shnayim edim, one of them is a shliach, is a shliach to marry her, Shnei made them, another two are edim. Divri beishame. Those are beishame. Say beisalamim. Kulam shluchim ein. All of them are shluchim. Ve'ein shlech nas eid. And a shliach cannot become an eid. This seems to be going straight out against Rav. Adkan lo pligi ela b'shlosha. Now we see there's no machlokas here beishame beisalal, except for Kishner is three. Abba b'shnayim. But in a case where there's only two of them that were there to bring the kedushin, divrei kolo, everyone's going to say that it ain't going to work. Because Bisham and Bisillel are going to mask him here that a shliach cannot be an aid. Since we kasha and Rav, who says a shliach can be aid. Says Gemara, who the amik yaitana? Rav, he's going and he's saying that this machlokes Bisham Bisillel is like the following Tana says. The Tana, what's in the Braisa? Rabbi Nosson Omer. Sorry. No, I'm not. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Bishami Omrim Shliach Ve'ed Echad. Bishami says that a Shliach, meaning the Shliach himself, to go get them to make sure the Kiddushin happens, and one other aid are able to be aidus over here. No problem, you count two of them together. Bishalom Shliach Ushne Edom, no, it's going to be Shliach, and two other Edom. He himself can't be part of it. Clearly, we just saw that there is an opinion out there that says, Rabbi Nosson says, Bishami Omrim. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Bishami Omer, Shaliach Ve'ed Echad. Bishal says Shaliach Vishnei Adam. So you see, must be he's going in the world of Beis Shammai. In fact, the Gemara, obvious question. V'Rav ke Beis Shammai. What are you telling me? Rav's going to Beis Shammai? We know the din. Beis Shammai and Bishal, Beis Shammai doesn't even exist. Says Gemara, Efach. You're right. Switch it to say it wasn't Beis Shammai said it, was Beis Hillel said it. He's passing like Beis Hillel. Everything is great. Rashi says, Ifach to Beisil to Beishamai, and then we're good and dandy. The Rav Acha Bered the Rav Amasa Ifcha. He taught the whole version of this flipped. Rav Amar Ein Shlich Natsayid. He says, Shlich is not make an aid. The Rav Shilam is Shlich Natsayid. He says, no taka, it does make an aid. V'Hilchasa, what's the bottom line? Shlich Natsayid. Shlich can make an aid, can become an aid. Amazing. Let's take that ball and run now. Amar Rava Nachman. Amar L'shtayim. Let's say a guy says to two people, Tzu v'kitchli asayisha, go and marry this woman for me. Hey, the one he was, somebody's getting married. Hein heim shluchav, hein heim edav. They're the shluchim and they're the edam. V'chem v'gershin. And similarly, that would be the din by gittin. Rashi says, im shal get l'ishto, ha'idei shtayim. If he sent the get to his wife through two people, to become the Adam. Beep, turn the page. Mam gimel mabez. V'chein b'dinei mamonis. And similarly, we find this halacha is with dinei mamonis as well, that aid eshliach is not se aid. Says Rashi, im shalach chov l'malve ayidei shnayim, if one sends money with two shlichim to repay the one that he owes, these two can also be Adam as well, that the guy got the money back. Utzricha, what I have to say, all these cases, the Ashmini Kiddushin, if it's just what it talks about Kiddushin, that aid is not a shlech, not a aid, then we would have thought that we should only hear it'll work, mishum de lemeisrei kasi, because the shlichim are here in order to ask this woman through their edus, And therefore, there's no reason to say that they're going to be lying. Answering this woman unto themselves and the whole world, they're not gaining, so we believe that they're telling the truth. Aval gerishin, but in reference to gittin, where if they do such a thing, now it's going to be mutter for other people to go marry. Nechel shema ein of nasaba. They were worried that they put their own eyes on her, and that's why they said, oh yeah, she's divorced, so she can go and marry her. V'yashmin gerishin, if we just would have said the case of gerishin, the shech nasa aid, then we'd say, Mishum de itza lebeit shrei lochazia. Because this woman can't marry two men at the same time, and since both are not able to marry her, we don't assume that the shlichim here are going to go ahead and lie about her getting divorced. If I'm a mono, when it comes to money, I'm worried maybe they are lying, because they're going to make a deal. And then, yeah, we'll split the cash. Tzrichi, therefore, has to write all the cases. In fact, the Gemara Mai Kasavar, Rashi explains, with Nachman, the Amar V'chein B'din in Mamanus, is that, yeah, this also applies to money, right? When you say that, Mai Kasavar, what exactly hold? I Kasavar, Hamalve, Chaveiro, Be'edim. If he wants to say that when a person lends money to his friend in front of Edim, Tzarech Leparo Be'edim, he has to go and pay it back with Edim as well. Now we got ourselves a problem because Hani, Nogam Edistiner, they're now Nogaya Bedover in the case over here. Why? Because the Iamri Lo Parane, because if they said that we didn't pay the money to the guy, we didn't give him the money, then Amr Lahu Paruni, so then the guy's going to say, okay, so if you didn't pay it, then just give it back to me. The one who sent him is going to say such a thing. And clearly can't be saying these guys are going to be good Edim. The flip side of that would be, is that if a person lends money in front with Edim, then the one who borrows doesn't have to pay it back in front of Edim. And if that's true, then the Edus of the Shlichim, of the Shlichim, we wouldn't need altogether. So whatever Nachman holds, we got a bit of a problem with what he's saying over here, that Shlichim can testify about Dinei Mamonis that it got repaid. Manavshach, either this is wrong or it's superfluous. It's like we don't need it. Alilam Kasavar Malvas Chaver Be'edim, Ain Sarkla Parv Be'edim. Really, what does he hold? That if you borrow money in front of Edim, you do not have to pay it back in front of Edim. But the case that we're bringing over here is an exception to the rule because the borrower is unable to say with vados that the money ever got back to the lender, right? He sent it with people. He doesn't know. The borrower, therefore, will make these witnesses give edus on it. Rav Nachman says that the edim, that the shlichim's edus can be accepted. So why does he say that the... Why aren't we worried that they're no gabbed over here? Because amigo diachal lememar adrinu lelove, because since they're going to be able to say we return the money to the borrower, Rashi says lemeshaleach ve'en aleim afilu shavua shere en odab and mixas kan, we believe it straight up. Yichal lememar parani lemalve, they're able to say that we paid the lender. So now if Nachman is still alive, which says that by Dina Ramamanus also, we say the same principle that Shlech is able to be an aid when it comes to Dina Ramamanus. However, Hasha Tikkun Rabbanan Shvuos Hesis Mishtabe Hani Edim Diavinu Lei Mishtabe Malva De Lo Shakalei Upara Le Lova Le Malve. Now that we have a law put in place, someone who denies something has to take what's called a shvuos hesis, and that is that midah raisa, if someone denies the entire claim against him, then he's butter, and he doesn't have to make a shvua, and he's totally fine. But since there's a chance that he really does owe the money, then the rabbanon, they made him make a what's called a shvuos hesis, a swear over there, and the hope is that the guy, if he's lying, he's going to go admit it because he doesn't want to swear falsely over here. So now that we put in place the Shavuos Hesis, the Shlichim are no longer considered good Edim. Therefore, if the lender really claims that he didn't get his money, then Mishtabe Hani Adi Adi Avin Alei, these witnesses, the Shlichim, would swear that they gave it to him, Mishtabe Malva Delo Shakalei, and the lender would swear that he didn't receive it, Upar Alei Lova Lamalva, And then the borrower would pay the lender the amount that is owed, and he would take the hit. So at the end of the day, even though Rav Nachman's din was correct in theory, midaraisa, that a shliach can end up being an aid, at the end, it's not going to help anyway. It doesn't work yet. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here by a new sugya. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.